Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes back with you on Friday. And Greg, it's time. North Carolina's 2017-18 season is set to begin against Northern Iowa, 7 p.m. in the Smith Center on ESPNU for those that can't make it. Greg, defending national champions always have a target. North Carolina's certainly used to it just being North Carolina. The season starts without Joel Berry at the point guard position, but the Heels begin against a Northern Iowa team that's had some success in the past, but Carolina should be ready tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Northern Iowa has had a ton of success under Ben Jacobson. You know, since he's been there last 15 years, they've got 17 wins over ranked Division I opponents, which is pretty impressive. They're picked to finish second in the Missouri Valley Conference. So it's going to be a good test for North Carolina. And I think the fact that, as you said, the Tar Heels do not have Joel Berry, it's going to tax and test this team to see what they're made of. What we've seen out of this team in exhibitions games has kind of indicated that they really need Berry, especially at point guard, because Seventh Woods and Jalique Felton have both struggled a little bit. Felton is to be expected. He's a true freshman. I kind of thought Seventh Woods would show out a little bit better early in the year. But now is the opportunity to kind of show what he's made of. And as we saw in the Jamboree last Sunday, even Theo Pinson's got some run at the one. So what really interests me about this game, Tommy, is that Roy Williams wants to play with that traditional lineup with two bigs. The issue is that while he's got Luke May as a known commodity, he's also having to rely on some very young alternatives. Brandon Huffman, Garrison Brooks, Sterling Manley, Walker Miller. These are guys that have never played before. And so how does that work? And if that doesn't go well, does he immediately go to that small lineup with Theo Pinson at the four? He's got a lot of options to be able to play with that. How things play out, though, tonight will be very interesting and really set the stage for how this season starts for North Carolina.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.